The following recording has a number of different options available to you. The first is the recording of the current Daf Yomi 13th cycle, and it's done rather rapidly without great detail. That's followed by a very fast review that enables you to go over the Daf in about 5 to 10 minutes. That's followed by a recording of the Daf Yomi from the previous cycle, done at greater length, more detail, and also with a different ambience, a different audience. You can use one for your original learning and one for your review, but whatever you do, enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Shabbat, brought to you by Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is Daf Kuf Lamed Beit, and we're holding on the sixth line at the two dots. Atkan. So, until now we've been discussing the question about Machshirei Mila. So we have a Machloket, whether Machshirei Mila or Docha, at all, even the Rabbanan. But the only Machloket was about Machshirei Mila. Atkan, lo pligei Rabbanan alei, ela b'Machshirei Mila. It seems that everybody, both Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan are made, of course, that Mila itself is Docha Shabbat. Avim Mila gufa divrei akol Docha Shabbat, how do we know that? Omar ulo it's halacha. Basically, it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and we don't have a specific mekor in the pasuk. V'chinomer v'yitzrak halacha meitvei minai lepikuach nefesh docheh et haShabbat. Ask the Gemara, how can we say Mila is a halacha? How do I know that generally pikuach nefesh is docheh Shabbat from a kal v'chomer from Mila? Uma Mila shu echat me'evarav shel Adam is docheh et haShabbat. We understand that Mila is essentially a tikkun. A tikkun of one particular part of the body. And nonetheless, a tikkun of that alone is enough to be docheh Shabbos. So it's certainly pikuach nefesh, which is the survival of the entire body, is for sure kal v'chomer lepikuach nefesh docheh Shabbat. Now how does that prove that Mila cannot be halacha l'moshe m'sinai? It's simply because isa k'da'atech halacha, if you're telling me that the entire makor, that Mila only halacha l'moshe m'sinai, you cannot make a kal v'chomer from a halacha. Halacha is not one of the givens that we have a right to apply rationality to, because we know miati, can you learn halacha from a kal v'chomer? V'atanya, doesn't it say that Amar lo Rabbi Elazar, Akiva, Rabbi Akiva was attempting to learn out the din that Ravi is dam from a mate, a nazir would be migalei achalav. From the halacha that an etzem kisaora, a nazir that comes into contact with, has to be migaleach and start his nazirut over. So Rabbi Akiva made a kal v'chomer from etzem kisaora, and he said, look, an etzem kisaora is not metame ba'ol. I mean, Ravi is dam is metame ba'ol. So kosher came, it would be a kal v'chomer that the nazir is migaleach. Says Rabbi Elazar to him, what's the matter with you? Etzem kisaora metame, meaning metame and nazir to be migaleach, is a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. You're trying to learn how to revi yidan from a kal v'chomer. You cannot apply the set of limudim of the midot in the Torah to halacha l'moshe m'sinai. It's only what's written in the Torah. Ve'in danin kal v'chomer mihalacha. So therefore, there cannot be a basis, according to Rabbi Elazar, mila from halacha. Elam Rabbi Elazar atya ot ot. Actually, the makar is not a halacha. But we learn out from the fact that when it says when maltemet psar or lotchem vayala ot brit beniu venechem, just as it says by Shabbos, that Shabbos is considered to be oti beniu venechem. So that would mean that that ot is meant to apply in that ot, just like the Shabbat is an ot, the Milah is called an ot even on Shabbat. Elami atayas, the Gemara, we find the same lashon of ot by tefillin. Why don't we say that writing tefillin should be docheh Shabbat? Elamiyata tefillin. Dichtiv be'ot. It says, v'hayalach ala ot ayadecha, right? So then, that should be docheh Shabbos. It obviously can't mean to wear tefillin to be docheh Shabbos. I don't need a pasuk to tell me about wearing tefillin. Must be therefore coming to tell me that even the writing of tefillin should be docheh. Even Aliva the Rabbana. Why don't the Rabbana don't hold that Mila? Makshir Mila, Dov explains the Rabban. That's because they need the posik for the Mila Gufa. But when it comes to the tefillin, you don't need the posik for the tefillin Gufa, you only need it for Makshire tefillin. So anyway, that can't be the reason. Okay, then maybe it's because of the fact that we learn out Brit, Brit. We learn out from the Yom, the Maltem, Besar Latrem is Ot Brit Benyu Venechem. And we have the same lashon, of course, in Shabbat, Brit Olam. So if it's a Brit Olam, it should be able to be doicha that Brit Olam. This Brit is doicha that Brit. No, because then only the godel, an adult, where it says legabe mila, there it uses the lashon of brit, because there it's talking about arel zachar asher lo yimolet tzara lato v'nichratos. Obviously, that's a reference to someone who has his own chiyuv to be mal himself. There it says it briti afer, but when it comes to a child, yom hashmini, it doesn't use the lashon. Bsar lato doesn't say the lashon of brit. Therefore, only a godel's mila should be docha Shabbos, and a child's mila should not be docha Shabbos if the mekor is brit. Okay, you're right. Ela atya dorot dorot. Actually, let's learn out ben shmonat yamim yimolachem kol zachar ledorotechem. Now that is clearly referring to a child, and it says dorot as well by Shabbos, and therefore we should have the dorot applying across the board. So we have dorot in both cases. Says the Gemara, if that's the dorot on Brit Olam. Says the Gemara, well, if we learn out from there, then you'd have to agree that we could make tzitzit on Shabbat. Because tzitzit, where it also says dorot, why isn't it? It says al kafei b'gdem the dorotam. So why isn't that docha Shabbos? Elam Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak, look, you're all getting close to it, but the point is, we need all three. Ot, Brit, Dorot. So Ot, Brit, and Dorot are written both by Shabbos and by Mila, by Ot, Brit, and Dorot. But Tzitzit and Tefillin may have one or the other, but they don't have all three. So Lafuke, Hanach, Techat, Chadudich. In each case, we have one, but not all of them. And because of that, we don't have a question of why don't we apply the same limud. This is actually a limud that is based on all three Lashonos. So that was our couple. Rabbi Yochanan says, Omar Kra, look, all of this learning out is a fair suppose. You don't need to learn it out from anywhere. The Torah says by Mila that it's Bayom Hashmini. Why doesn't it just say Ubashmini? Why is it Bayom Hashmini? Well, we're talking about a whole list. Shivat Yamim and Kimeni Dot Votar, the whole business we're going through. And then it says it should say Ubashmini, the Yimo Psar Lato. Why Bayom Hashmini? That must be coming to tell me, whatever that day is. So that Bayom is Bayom, Afilu B'Shabbat. Omar Levish Lakish L'Rabbi Yochanan, hold on a second. You're telling me wherever it says Bayom HaShmini, where it's part of the story of what you've been doing before, like by Yoledet, so Yisha Kitazri Yeldazach HaShivat Shivat Yamim. Okay, every Mechusar Kippurim, it says Bayom HaShmini. So it says you have to count Shivat Yamim, then Bayom HaShmini, bring your carbon. So that means that every Mechusar Kapora should be Docha Shabbos. And a Yochid should bring his Kapora, Azav, Azava, Mitzorah, and so on. Bring your carbon even on Shabbos. And we know that no carbon Yochid is Docha Shabbos. So Hokinam to Docha Shabbos? No, says Rabbi Yochanan. Over there, the word Bayom comes to tell me that you only bring a carbon Bayom, not Balaiwa. No, so maybe that's the point of Mila also, Bayom HaShmini. Only do the Mila Bayom, and not the night before, V'lo B'Layla. No, that I know from Ibn Shmonat Yamim Nafka, so that you have to wait till the day anyway. Oh, well, if that's the case, I know Korbanot can only be brought in the day, because of the general rule, Bayom Tzavoto, that we learn of all the Korbanot. All the Korbanot, Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe Bar Sinai, Bayom Tzavoto et Bnei Yisrael, Lahakriv et Korbanayim. So it's telling me it's all a din in Yom. That's true, says Rabbi Yochanan, but that doesn't help us, because I would have thought that Biyom Tzavoto does not apply to Mechusrei Kapora. You know why? Because Avagavdin Avka Biyom Tzavoto, I need a special pasuk to tell me that each of these Mechusrei Kapora can only bring their korban Biyom. Why? Because I would say, look, whoever heard of such a thing that the Torah should give a guy off cheap? You can't afford this korban to become tor. Okay, so bring something cheaper. Can't afford that. Bring something cheaper. To hold the Torah is letting him get away cheap. So the Torah is letting him get away cheap, so maybe already willing to relax the rules, right? So if you relax the rules, so hold. It's allowing you to pay less for the carbon, so maybe it will allow you to get away with the rules of Biyom also. And Belaila Nami Liti, therefore I need Kamash Malan to teach me that Biyom HaShmini nonetheless applies to Mechusrei Kapora. If you're going to tell me that the fact that the Torah allows you to get away cheap, that therefore we should relax the rules, so how do we know that a korban of a Mechusrei Kapora can't be brought by a czar? Maybe it could be brought by a czar. Let a czar be kosher. Let an onan be kosher. In other words, all of the rules that we have for normal carbon, we should relax when it comes to the carbon of a mechuzah kapora. That doesn't bother me, said Rabbi Yonah, because you're right, it's a svara that the rules were relaxed until the Torah tells you to ignore that svara. In other words, since it wrote b'yom ha'shmini in each case, it's basically relaxing the rules. It's telling me rather not to relax the rules. So hadre kro, you thought you could relax the rules. The rules are relaxed only legave dalut. Rav Acha bar Yaakov amar omar kro, don't look at the bayom. Look at the bayom shemini. That's the point. The shemini is afilo b'shabbat. What do you mean the shemini is afilo b'shabbat? I need to know b'yom shemini to tell me that the meal is on shemini, not on shemini. There's nothing extra about on the eighth day, man. That's the whole dinamila, right? I mean, lamu te shvi'i. No, of course not. Because it says you're going to do the mila to a ben shmonat yamim. Isn't that the din of mila? The ben shmonat yamim? So what do you have to tell me? Bayom ha-shmini. I know it's already on shmini. If it's telling me bayom ha-shmini, it means I don't care when that shmini comes out. The shmini comes out on Shabbos, come hell or high water, shmini counts. Do that mila. Wait, but maybe I need one to tell me you can't do mila before Yom HaShmini, and the other one to tell me you have to do mila on Yom HaShmini. Because if I said Ben Shmanat Yamim would mean 8 days and up. Another, just like we have a din of a korban. Shivat Yamim Tiyat HaChatimo, and then Yom HaShmini, meaning from the eighth day up, you can bring a korban. So here too, we know we compare the whole din of mila to a korban. So that's what it means. From the eighth day, ben shmanat yamim. How do I know it's got to be dafka the eighth day? Forget about it. Not on Shabbos. But if it's not on Shabbos, then I need to know. So chad lamutei shvi'i, v'chad lamutei tishi'i. I mean, if I only had b'yom shmini or whatever it was, one of them, shmanat yamim, imichan avamina shvi'hu. Okay, I can't do a mila on the seventh day because it's still not time. Lo matazimne. But once you get to the eighth day, maybe b'shmini v'elazimne, from that point on, do your mila. Forget about the Shmini business. That Bayom, that Rabbi Yochanan learned about Bayom HaFilo B'Shabbat, that makes more sense. You know what? There's even a Braita that talks out this entire thought, because there's a Braita that goes specifically like Rabbi Yochanan and excludes Rav Acha bar Yaakov openly. The local Rav Acha bar Yaakov, because the Braita begins like this. Shmini. Oh, that's Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Shmini. You might think Shmini tells me afilu b'Shabbat, right? That's what Rav Acha bar Yaakov said. Doesn't it say, Mechalaleh amot yumat, how can you do a mila on Shabbat? Well, I would say, okay, if the Torah is telling me anyway, sumani mekayim mechalaleh amot yumat, with other things, not mila, b'shar melachot, but when it comes to mila, avizem supposed to be doche Shabbat. Oh, wait, continues the bright, oh, eno ela afilu mila, maybe we should look at it like this, that mechalaleh amot yumat should include mila. And then when it says Biyom HaShmini, specifically Yimol, that was, of course, not including when it comes out on Shabbos. Talmud Lomar, therefore, how indeed do I know? I know from Rabbi Yochanan's Pasuk, Bayom. Bayom Afilo B'Shabbat. So this Tanya specifically goes through the thought, maybe I would have been able to learn it from Rav Acha bar Yaakov, is Docha that thought, and it ends up with Rabbi Yochanan. You can't get a better Raya than that. It's not just that he takes Rabbi Yochanan's side. He specifically speaks out that Shemini would not have been sufficient. Omar Rava. Now, whenever we have this kind of Braita, the Gemara does this. When the Braita starts off with something and then says, oh, Eino, obviously it expects us to follow a logic which initially would have meant X. And then I think of something, oh, Eino. And having thought of that thing, I now recognize that it was insufficient, and I move on to something else. And therefore, in all of these cases,
what was insufficient? The O-Eno or the...
O-Eno means that, or that which we said is not good enough, and we should read like this. So here, too, we're going to go through the steps. So therefore, asks Rav, okay, what was he thinking initially? Why did he think that Shemini was good enough in the beginning? And then all of a sudden he says, no, but that doesn't work. Or maybe we should think that Mechalaleh Amot Yumat implies even Shmini. I mean, so Ulbisov Magakasha. What did he realize in the end that made him change his mind? I'll tell you. I would say it goes like this. Ochikom. Shmini Yimol to be mal on Yom HaShmini, that means Afilu B'Shabbat. And Mechalaleh Amot Yumat is referring to other malachot, chutz mi mila. What is the between the line text here? It goes like this. Mila of course, would be docha. Why? My timer. Because it's a kal vachomer. And the kal vachomer runs like this. If a kohen has tzarat, he's not allowed to do the avodah. We do not tell that kohen, well, just cut off the tzarat so that you could do the avodah. And the kohen will say, well, what do you mean? But it's an issur to cut off tzarat. True, but it's a mitzvah to do the avodah. So let's be docha your tzarat in order to do the avodah. We don't say that, right? We learn out specifically that you cannot. So if that's the case, if the avodah won't get done, the avodah won't get done. So tzarat is docha avodah. Now avodah is docha Shabbos. But we've already seen that nonetheless, mila is docha ota. We know that mila itself is docha tzarat. So if there's tzarat on the orla, we snip it off. What about the yitzur v'shamer b'negat tzarat?
In order to do the mila.
In order to do the mila. If the orla is going to include, cutting off the orla includes cutting off a negat tzarat, we cut off the negat tzarat. How we know that, we'll see later. But l'maisa, that's a given. So then that would mean that Shabbos here is at the bottom, basically. Because Shabbos is nitches b'bnei avodah. Because we do avodah on Shabbos. So if Shabbat is nitches b'bnei avodah, so obviously Mila is going to be docha Shabbos, because Mila is even docha tzarat, which the avodah is docha. So that means that in order of importance, we have Shabbos on the bottom and Mila on top. So for sure Mila would be docha tzarat. And then he changed his mind. Why did he change his mind? My O Eno. So then why did he say, or perhaps we better look at it a different way? Ah, Hadar Rama, he said to himself, to Tana, wait a minute. It may well be that tzarat is not chomor to be docha de avoda. It's nothing to do with being chomor. Maybe Shabbat is the most chomor. I mean, look, that's what anybody would naturally think, right? You'd say, wow, Shabbos, wow. Yesh bo nashim, mazarot harbeim, that's major. I mean, cutting off a little piece of tzarat, you know, it's an iser, but, you know, it's not like Shabbos. So then why is it that it's docha de avoda? Because, mimai mishum de chamira tzarat. What makes you think it's because tzarat is so important that it would be docha de avoda? It has nothing to do with tzarat being important. It has to do with the fact that this guy cannot do the avoda. Now, if he cuts off his negat tzarat, he's going to be able to do the avoda? No. He's still going to have to wait. He's going to have to go to the mikveh, and he's going to have to go to the tahira of a tzarat. So therefore, since the person is not in a matzav to be able to do the avodah, that's why we don't do the tikkun of the tzarat, in which case we're going to need shminit. Now we'll understand would mean only on Yom HaShmini that comes out during the week, but not on Shabbat. I don't know even on Shabbat. Therefore, tam lam rabbi yom HaShabbat. Biyom, biyom means afilu biyom HaShabbat. Turn up on it. Now, you just brought up something about tzarat. I'm not sure how you know it. Look, you took it for granted. Well, we know that mila is docha tzarat. Do we? Well, let's take a look at the brayta. Tana rabbanan. Mila docha et hatzarat, bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana. Mila, even if it's not on the eighth day. So let's say the child was sick, whatever it is, we missed the eighth day. And now we should say, well, you know, you already missed the eighth day, and now there's a nega on the orla, we better not cut it off. Let's wait until it gets better. No, it's docha. Well, even if it's shalom bismana. Yom tov in a docha le bismana bilva. But when the mila comes out, the Yom HaShmini comes out on Yom Tov, fine. Then we'll be docha Yom Tov and Shabbos. But even Yom Tov we won't be docha if it's shalom bismana. So how do we know this? We know in the mila. The Tana Rabbanu. Yimol besar orlato afal pi sheyesham baheret yikotz. If the Torah says to be mol besar orlato, then it's telling me, even if there's a baheret there, because after all, that's the bisar or lato, is kiebo or bisaro negat tzarat. Umani mikayem, so then what do I do with the fact that the Torah says, yishamer b'negat tzarat, be careful, do not cut off that negat tzarat. It's in anywhere else besides where you've got to do a mila. That would be bishar mekomot chutz mimila. Or maybe not. Of course, we're going to have to analyze this, maybe not, as we did before. Oh, you know, or maybe not. Maybe we should look at it like this, that Hishamer b'negat tzarat, that's even in a case where you're not going to be able to do mila. And where does the Torah tell us, mani mekayim yimol besar lato? Well, it's only if there's no baheret in the orla. This man changed by baheret. Talmud lomar basar. Therefore, the Torah stresses this extra word, basar. That's a ribui. But you have to say basar lato. Where do you think it is? On a bone? So this is basar is absolutely unnecessary. Yikos basaro, I mean orlato. So therefore, this must mean that in any event, afal pishesham baheret. And here too, Omar Rabba, well, what was the under the surface Mahalakha Makshava in the mind of the Tana here? I'll tell you, it goes like this. Okay, come on. Imo Bizar Lato, initially he says like this. The Bizar Lato should tell me Alpha Pishish Baharat. And Mani Mekai Mishomer Benegat Sarat, that would only be if there's no Mila, but certainly Mila would be Docha. Why? What was he really thinking? That Mila would be Docha at Sarat, my time, yeah? Well, because I would figure it's a Kalva Chomer. If Shabbos, which is very Chomer, Mila is Docha Ota, Sarat, which is not as Chomer, Loko Shekein. And then why did he change his mind? My O Eino Dekamer. Then he said to himself, you know what? Who is to say that Shabbos is more Chomer? Maybe Tzarat is actually more Chomer. Because, look, I mean, the Tzarat is Docha at Avodah, and Avodah is Docha Shabbat. Now, even though we said before that it's the other way around, and that seems to be Rava, it's because of this, that some of the Rishonim changed the gears into Rava, and he doesn't hold it that far. But as the Rashba says, we very often do this. In other words, if we do not have an absolute raya to one direction or another, we will use as far and contrary ways to say, look, you can't prove it's because of this, maybe because of that. If you try to use it the other way, we say, well, you can't be absolutely sure it's because of this, maybe because of that. So it may not be 100% because the Gavru Deina Roy, as we'll see later on. So therefore, Talmud Lomar Basar Afash Pishi Yesham Baheret. There was another possibility, which doesn't involve us in this whole issue, and that is the Lishna Achrina of the underlying thoughts of the Tana goes like this. Mila must be Docha Shabbat Sarat, because of Ese Docha Lot Ese. That's why. So the Torah gives us a mitzvah to say, do the Mila. Gives us a mitzvah Lot Ese, don't cut off Sarat. Okay, well, that's a general rule. We say, Ese Docha Lot Ese, so therefore the Mila would be Docha the Sarat. And then why does he change his mind? Then why does he say, oh, you know, umay o eino de karma? Because then he realizes that other karma, when do we say at the essay, vidachi et lotase? That's only where there's only a lotase. Lotase greda. So had it only said the lotion of hishamer is the lotion of blah, hishamer benegat sarat, this would have been really an accurate way of learning it out. However, then he realized, wait a minute, it says hishamer benegat sarat la'asot kekol asher yarucha. That's a lashon of aseh. So there's two elements to it. There's the lotasef, cutting off the nega, and then there's the chiev, to make certain that you do it correctly, and therefore there's an aseh involved in not cutting off the nega, and to go through the whole process. And therefore, we have an aseh and a lotasef. So now, I would say the other way around, mani mekayim yimo b'sar lato, therefore continues the brayta now with the conscious part of the brayta that we're aware of, yimo b'sar lato b'sman chen shem baheretz. Tamud Lomar, Basar Afa Bishesham Baheret. Ask the Gemara, but you know, there's something strange about this, because a Gadol, if there's a Lashon of Basar, as we saw, the Lashon of Basar appears in the case both of the Gadol and in the Katan, actually. A Katanami, Ktibe Basar. So we have Orel Zachar, Asher Lo Yimolet Basar Orlato, Vinichrita. Is that a Gadol? Obviously, there's no v'nichrut on the katan. And when it comes to the kabiyom hashmini, yimo b'sar lato, that's a katan bizmano. But that's not all the cases. How about a katan shelo bizmano between the ninth day and 13 years of age? What about then? There's no din of basar. So how do we know beinoni? How do we know somebody between those two stages? What does it say that makes us know that there's a chiyuv? If you miss the eighth day, you still got to do at the 30th day. Himolachem kol zachar. It doesn't say a word over there about basar. It just says himolachem kol zachar. So if there's no basar, then maybe the Torah is not applying this halacha. Okay, you miss the eighth day. There's a baharet. Wait till the baharet goes away. Or wait till you get to be 13 years old and he'll have to take care of it himself. But anything in between, we're not going to be docha. So how do you know that? You know one, according to this way of learning it. Omer Abaya, I'll tell you, you can learn it out from a mahatzad. You can say like this. As you could say, hatzad ashev eshebem. A gadol, okay, you can't learn that directly from a gadol, because a gadol has a chi of karetz, v'nichrata, shekein anush karet. Can you learn that from a katan? No, obviously not. A katan means, by definition here, mila bizmana. I understand mila bizmana is the ikar mitzvah. Shekein mila bizmana. But what's the tzad hashava shaban? That where someone is nimol, it's doche tzarat. Okay, so then wherever we have this mitzvah of mila, it's doche netzat tzarat. Rava says, mila bizmana doesn't need a pasuk, because I can learn out mila bizmana from a kal v'chomer. If Shabbos, which is chomer, it's doche, so then kol shekein it should be doche tzarat, lo kol shekein.
And if we do not need the pasuk to tell me the din of mila bizmana, so then obviously that pasuk is referring to the Beinayim, and we don't need to be Atyami Beinayim.
Omar Le Rav Safra, excuse me, but that isn't really true, right? Who's to say that Shabbos, it's because of Shabbos being Chomer? I thought we said that maybe Tzaraas is more Chomer, because Tzaraas is Doch Avoda, and Avoda is Doch Shabbat. And, well, no, but didn't we say that that's not because of Tzaraas being Chomer? It's because the guy anyway won't be able to do Avoda. What do you mean, why not? Why can't he cut off his Beheret and do the Avoda? Yikotz bar tov yavod. What do you mean? He's still going to be in b'chus of tefillah, and then he has to wait for Harif Shemesh, or whatever stage he was at. Oh, really? That's only if the nega was tummy. How about if the guy hasn't gone to the kohen yet? The guy hasn't gone to the kohen. Or he may have a nega, but even if he does go to the kohen, the kohen's going to say, it's tar. Maybe he's entirely white. Now, we have a drasha that tells us, whatever a nega tzarat is, even if it's a nega that is going to be pasuk in the star, it's still a din of yishamer b'nega tzarat la'asot k'chol asher yorucha. So even if he's going to be yorucha in the future, you're not allowed to cut it off. But you're not tummy if you would cut it off. So here's a kohen, here's a kohen doing the avoda, who has a nega. He says, oh my God, I'm going to have to drop the avoda. No, not at all. Cut it off. What's your problem? You're not going to be tummy if you cut it off. So what would you say about nega in Taurin? Therefore, you wouldn't be able to say that. Therefore, we've got to have a different logic here. Elam Rav Ashi, I'll tell you, look. Mila b'tzarat. When we said before Shabbos is chomer, because it's the tzarat, which is doich aveda, and so on and so forth, that's not because the tzarat is chomer. The svar is very simple. It's because the din is that es is docha lo tase. So in other words, if you've got the tzarat, milan tzarat, you were saying, well, kosheken, it's no kosheken. It's all very simple. When you do the mitzvah of mila, you are by definition cutting off the orla. And therefore, if there's baharat in the orla, as you're mekayim the mitzvah of mila, you're going to be docha that iser of cutting off the tzarat. Now, it could be that Rav Ashi holds that either it doesn't hold of it being an Aseh Lotas, as we said before, because obviously he's going back now to say that the fact that I'm going to do the Mila and Sarat is a function of Aseh and Lotas, and before we said it's not. But he may hold like the other Drasha, which assumed that Mila, which has an Isser Karet, and therefore it's a Chiyav Aseh, which is very rare, is even Dochan Aseh Lotas. Okay, fine. Let's assume that, as some of the Rishonim do. So if Rav Ashi is saying now that the whole reason that the word docha the tzarat is not because of the chumrah, it's because of the rule. Es docha lo tase. Okay, fine. So we go ahead and we do it. But where would we do it? Mila b'tzarat. Or if you've got to put on your tzitzit, even though there's kilayim and tzitzit, so you have your beged that is made out of linen, and now you're going to have to put in the wool in your tzitzit, right? To have your tchelet. Okay. So in order to be, the moment you put on that beged, you're being Makai in the midst of tzitzit, and you're being docha the yisr of wearing kilayim. So there too, be in the mita akir lav, komekun kimasei. But what would you say over here? Let us cut off the tzarat in order to do the aveda. Well, how would you be at the moment of cutting the tzarat being Makai in the midst of aveda? There's no way to do that. You first have to cut off the tzarat, then do the aveda, but you can't do that. Because the only time we say that an es is docha lo tase is if you're actually doing it simultaneously. Therefore, over here, even if we would be talking about a Korban Pesach, a Chiyuv of Karet, so it wouldn't make any difference because there's no rule of Aseh Docha Lo Tase. And therefore, in this case, Hocha, Be'idnat in Mita Aker Lalav, Lokamukim Aseh. At this moment that you're being Mekayim, you're not being Mekayim the Aseh at all as you're being Ma'aker the Lav. And therefore, it does not apply to the case of the relationship between Mila, the Tzarat, and the halacha of tzarat vis-a-vis avodah. There's absolutely no relationship between them. That's the real answer to why you would say that, oh, it's not because of the chumrah. Of course it's not. It's just a technicality, that's all. Tzarat can be nitche from mila because of a normal halacha. That's a dokolotasa. Avodah cannot be. Now, Hadar Rav of Safra is actually a machlokes tanoim. In other words, we find tanoim that learn out the din that mila is doiche Shabbos from a kal v'chomer, like Rava, and therefore all of the dinim that we have specifically cutting off a tzarat and so on. Where do we need that? That's dafka v'chelo bizbana. Others we go following like Rav Safra, that even mila bizmana requires a pasik. And how do we know shalom bizmana? The way we said, we make a matzah. Atzad ha-shava shabam, the nimoyleim are going to be all doichem. So where do we see that it's a machlokes tanoim? D'tanya. Basar, this lotion of basar is bisar or lato, even if there's a baharet, yimo. Just like it says, shkiyabo or bisaro. Divi Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yonatan Omer, eino tzarich. Shabbos, which is chomer, we're doichem. Tzarat lo kol shekein, and this, of course, is the kal v'chomer. So we see that there's a machlokas whether we go for the kal v'chomer or whether we go directly for the pasuk. So at kan lo pligi rabbonin alei ela b'makshire mila, but mila gufi divrei hakol is doche Shabbos midolam. Oma ula tzalach l'mesh misinai chenam rabietzach l'alach l'mesh misinai meitzvei. How can you say it's alach l'mesh misinai if we learn from the bright? I mean, I the pikuach nefesh dochet haShabbat. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Omer, man bilashu achat miyavarav shel adam dochet haShabbat. Dokal v'chomer the pikuach nefesh dochet haShabbat. Now, how in the world could you say that it's a halacha? Isak that halacha l'mesh misinai. So then, how do you learn a kal v'chomer from a halacha? Miati. But Adya Marlo Rabbi Elazar Akiva. Etzem kisoraz betami anozer for tiglacha is a halacha. A revi is dam is a kal v'chomer. You cannot learn a kal v'chomer from a halacha. Elam Rabbi Elazar atya ot. Oh, really? So then, tefillin, where it says ot, it should be docha Shabbos, even writing your tefillin, even according to the Rabbanan. Okay, fine. So atya brit. Ah, but it only says brit by a gadol. So a gadol, there should be docha Shabbos. Okay, fine. Dorotam and Dorotechem. No, well, tzitzit, it says Dorot. So why is it making tzitzit doche Shabbat? Elam Rav Nachman Yitzchak Danim, all three. Ot, Brit, Dorot, for both Brit, Dorot. Lafuki Hanach, where we only find one out of the three. Dechat Chad, Udechdivem, Rav Yochanan Omar. Look, it's a direct pasuk. It says Bayom Hashmini. Bayom is afil b'Shabbat. I'm going to reflect Rav Yochanan. You're telling me wherever it says Bayom HaShmini, it could have said a Bashmini. That's even on Shabbos. Then Mechuzik HaBara, by all of them, it says Bayom HaShmini. We should always be doing Shabbos for Korban Yochiter. No, Umi Bayle Bayom Velo Balayla. Oh, so here too, Umi Bayle Bayom Velo Balayla. No, it says Ben Shmonat Yamim. So over there it says Bayom Tzavoto Nafka. Even though it says Bayom Tzavoto, I need to pass it Bayom HaShmini. Because Saga Ramina, Torah's letting get away cheap. So maybe it relaxes all the rules. So then if it relaxes all the rules, how do we know a czar is in kosher? How do we know an onin is in kosher? That's because Adri Karta told me it has to be bayon. Ravacha bayakav amar amakra shmini. Shmini means afilu b'shabbat. What do you mean shmini means afilu b'shabbat? Shmini means not shmini. No, that I know for Ben Shmonat Yamim. But still, maybe I need two. Maybe I need Chad Lamute Shvi'i and Chad Lamute Tishi'i. Because, look, if it just said Ben Shmonat Yamim, what did it say? Ben Shmonat Yamim and up, right? Shvi'i Udala, because Lo Matazimne. But when it comes to Shmini Ve'elach, okay, now it's all the same. Zabinayu. I think we should go back to Rabbi Yochanan Binyom. And in fact, Tanakh about to Rabbi Yochanan and Beferish, not like Rav Acher ben Yaakov. Because the brightness starts with Rav Acher ben Yaakov. Shmini, Yimol. Ah, Fil B'Shabbat, Mani Mekayim Echalemot Yimot, B'Shar Malachot Chutz B'Mila. Oh, wait a minute, maybe not. Oh, Eina Ala Filu Mila, Mani Mekayim Shmini Yimol Chutz B'Shabbat. Talmud Lomar Beyom Afilu Beshabbat. That's like Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, my Rava Haitan. What was he thinking, Meikara, my Kanechale? And why Basov did he change his mind, my Kakash? Shmini Imol Afilu Beshabbat. Mani Mekamechal Amod Yomot Beshar Melokot. Chutz Mimila. But Mila would be Docha. Why? What was he thinking, my Taima? Because it's a Kavachomer. If Tzorat is Docha Avodah, and Avodah is Docha Shabbos, but Mila is Docha Tzorat, so then Shabbat, which is Nidchet Vipnei HaAvodah, so Eino Din Shetei Mila Docha Ota, Uma, the Eino then, why did he change his mind? My Eino, not the Kama. Ah, Adama, Nimai, the Tzorat Chamura, maybe really Shabbat is Chamura. But what about the fact that it's docha? Maybe it's bishum gavra de lo chazia. Umani bekayim shmini imo would be chutz b'shabbat. Therefore, I need to come on in the end to Rabbi Yochanan's pasuk, basically. Talmud lomar meyom afilu b'shabbat. Tana rabbanu. And we've assumed all along milas docha zatzarat. Bein mizmana bein shelo mizmana. But yom tov, it's not docha elo mizmana bovat. Certainly shabbat. Minani milin. The Torah Rabbanon Yimol Bizar Lato, Ava Bishan Shambaharat, Ikots, Mani Mekain, Hishamer Benegat Sarat, Bishar Mikomot, Chutz Mimila. I mean, maybe it's Eloino Ella, Filu Mila, Mani Mekain, Yimol Bizar Lato, that's only if there's no Baharat on the Orla. Talmud Lomar Basar, Ava Bishan Shambaharat, Omar Rava. Okay, so what was he thinking? I thought of me, Korabai Nechale, and then all of a sudden he changes his mind. This is his process of thinking. Go, come on. Yimol Bizar Lato would mean Ava Bishish Baharat. Mani Mekai Misham Rebbe Negat Sarat, that would have to be B'Sham HaKamot Chutz Mimila. I mean, certainly, Mila would be Dochas and Shabbat because of a Kav HaChomer. Da'ati B'Kav HaChomer. If Shabbat is so Chomer, nonetheless, Mila is Docha Ota. So, Tzorat Lo Kol Shekein. Okay, and now, why does he change his mind about that? Oeinu Dekamar, what is that? Hadakamar, who's to say that Shabbos is Chomer? Maybe really Tzorat is Chomer. Because Tzorat is Docha the Avodah, and Avodah is Docha Shabbos. Talmud Omar, Basar, Afa Bishay Sham Baharat, and it's Bisar Lato, and or Bisaro. Lishnachrina, Mila Dochet Tzorat, why did I assume that? Because it's an essay, and an essay is Docha Lot Essay. And then, so why change your mind? My oina de karma. Because that arbina. Eh, more darmina not the asevedoka lotas, that's a lotas greater. But over here, not only does it say shamer, it says la asot. So I aseve lotas, umani mekayemi mo bisar lato would be dafka if there's no baharat there. Tamu lomar bisar, ava pishe sham baharat. But by the way, it doesn't always say bisar, it just says kol zachar ledorotechem. So a godol, yes. It says that Sherlo Yimol Bisar Latov Nichrata, yes. A katan, it also says Biyom Hashmini Yimol Bisar Latov. But where does it say Basar Nabeinani? A Beinani Minola? Between the ninth day and 13 years? Amar Abaye, well, Tamatzah, Atyabi Beinayim. You can't learn it out directly from the godol, obviously, Shken Onushkarit. Can't learn it out from a katan because that's Mila Bisman. But the Tzadar Shabbashaban is that whoever is Nimal even if there's a Baharat there. So, Dorchin et Tzorat, of course, Nimalin, Dorchin et Tzorat. Rova Omar, Mila Bizmana, Docha. You don't need a Pusik for that. And therefore, the Pusik is Dafka coming to tell me the Benini. Why don't I need a Pusik? Because it's a Kavachomer. If Shabbat, which is Chamur, Docha, so Tzorat, Lo Kol Shekein. Omar, the Safa, the Rova. Mimai de Shabbat Chamira, Dil Matzorat Chamira. Shekin Docha at Avodah, and Avodah Docha at Shabbat. Nah, it's not Mishum to Chamira Tzorat. It's Mishum Gavra de Lochazi. Well, what makes you say it's Lochazi? Let him be Kutz, it's the Baharat, and then he'll be Chazi, right? What? He still needs Bechuser Tzvila, isn't he? No, not necessarily. Tenach Nigaim Tmeim, Nigaim Torim Aikilamema. Elom Ravashi, Hecha Amrina Nati Asse Vidocha Lota Asse. That's Kagon Mila Bitsarat or Tzitzit Vikilain. Because over there, Be'inna Dimit Akra Lav, Kamokim Nase. But Acha Be'inna Dimit Akra Lav, Kamokim Nase. And therefore, why would I be Docha a Lota Asse, Vishamer Benegat Sarat, to be Mekayim Avoda later? I don't care if it's a minute later. but it's later. It's not simultaneous. Now, the truth is, the question of whether I learn it out directly, or I have to learn out Mibeinayim, the Rav, Machlokas, Rav, and Rav Safra, is actually a Machlokas Tanayim, the Tanya Basar, Afa Pishia Sham Baheret Imo, Devi Rabbi Yoshia, Rabbi Yonatan Omer, Enot Sarech, if it's a Kavachomer, Shabbat Hamura Docha, Sarat Lo Kol Shekein.
After day is Dafkuf Lamed Beit. And we got up to the two dots on top, about 1/6 of the way down. So Ad Kan Lo Pligir Rabbanan Alein Elva Machshirei Mila. Yesterday we went through all of the various drashot of Rabbi Eliezer to determine how it is that he knew that all types of things, the Machshirim, would be Docha Shabbos, including the Sukkah and the Lulav and the Matzah and the Karbonos of the Omer and the Shnei Alechem and so on. And we finally got to his mocker for Mila, which he darshan from Ubayom HaShmini Yimol. Now, at the time, it occurred to us that how do we know that the Pesuk Ubayom HaShmini Yimol Bsar Lato is referring to the Hechsher of Mila? Maybe it's referring to the act of Mila, but not the Hechsher. I mean, after all the other Pesukim that he brought, he needed to prove that the reference was to the Hechsher, so not the Mila. Which means that there must be some mekor to the din of Mila other than Ubayom HaShmini Yimol. The obvious reason for us not to bother asking him how he knows that it was referring to Machshirin is because anyway we're going to have to figure out why the Rabbanan agree that Mila is Docha Shabbos. Once we know why the Rabbanan agree that Mila is Docha Shabbos, we'll be able to build on their reason and add his additional posik, and he'll say, look, it can't be coming for the Mila itself, that even the Rabbanan were made up from source X or Y. Mashenkei, this posik must be adding Machshirin. And therefore, obviously, the next piece of the Gemara is the question. But clearly, Atkan, until this point, Rabbanan never argued on Rabbi Eliezer except insofar as Machshirei Mila were concerned. Avo Mila Gufa, when it comes to the actual act of Mila, Divrei HaKol Docha Shabbat. There's no question at all that you make a Brit Mila on Shabbat. Why is that so obvious? Minola. Omar Ula Halacha. V'chein Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Halacha. Actually, we don't need a posik for that. Perhaps we don't have a posik that's baramizit, but we know Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. In which case, Rabbi Eliezer uses the posuk Bayom HaShmini to build on that halakha. It's a given that Mila is Deicha. Therefore, the posuk Bayom HaShmini is adding Machshirei Mila. No. V'chein omer Rabbi Yafak, meze. Minayin lepikuah nefesh docha et haShabbat. The question is, if you're claiming it's halakha, how do you justify the following kal v'chomer? You remember that we asked before, how do we know that one is supposed to be Mechalel Shabbat in cases of Pikuach Nefesh? So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, HaKal V'Chomer, Ma Mila, Shiyachat Mi'evarav Shel Adam Docha Et HaShabbat, HaKal V'Chomer LePikuach Nefesh Docha Et HaShabbat. So in order to work out one organ of a human being that should be properly shaped and so on, we are Mechalel Shabbat, even for a single Aver. Kol Shekein, for an entire body, we should be Mechalel Shabbat. Now, it's all very nice, but I mean, the question is, if you're telling me that the mocker of Mila being Docha Shabbat is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, then we have a well-established rule that we don't make Kal V'Chomers based on Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai. It's only the Torah Shebichtav. There is Nitan Lidaresh, but the Yud Gimel Midot Shatra Nidreshet Behen. There's no din of darshening Torah Shebaal Peh with the Yud Gimel Midot. And therefore, we know that a Kal V'Chomer is like the Halakha, Kal V'Chomer mi Halakha mi Hati, would we have learned a Kal V'Chomer from a Halakha? Ratanya Amarlo Rabbi Elazar Akiva, Etzem Kisaore Metame Halakha, Revi Dan Kal V'Chomer, Ein Danin Kal V'Chomer mi Halakha. There Rabbi Akiva was trying to bring a proof that a Revi is Dan from a maid, which is Metame Ba'ohel, a Nazir should be Megaleach on exposure to that Revi Dan. And he makes a Kal V'Chomer from an Etzem Kisaora, because an Etzem Kisaora is not Betam ago. And a Nazir is Megaleach on coming into direct contact, or if he's Mesei, an Etzem Kisaora. So Kol Shekein, a revered Adam, which is Metami and Anoa, should certainly be Mechayev, the Nazir, to start again, to be Megaleach, redo his Nizirut. To which Rabbi Elazar responded, how can you make a Kal V'Chomer from an Etzem Kisaora, which is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? So how here are we just taking for granted that according to Rabbi Eliezer there's no problem in saying that Brit Milah is Doka Shabbos from a halacha? And then we're going to go now and we're going to make a Kal v'chomer for Pikuach Nefesh from a halacha on Moshe Sinai. Ela Omer Rabbi Elazar, the truth is, the mocker of the din that Brit Milah is Doka Shabbos according to the Rabbon, and we agree here with Rabbi Eliezer, is Atya Ot Ot. They learn out from the posik, Yala Ot Brit Ubenechem, Menu Ubenechem, and from the Ot, which it says by Vishamru B'nei Yisrael at HaShabbat. No, that's, I'm sorry, that's Brit. But we have Ki Oti Venu Venechem by Shabbat, right? Hachat Shabbat Tai Tishmoru. So since it says Ot both by Milah and by Shabbat, it comes to tell me that Brit Milah is even at a time of Ot. Well, if that's true, you should say the same thing about Tefillin. Elameata Tefillin, Tichti Behem Ot, Litchi Shabbat. Why don't we say that making tefillin should be Doka Shabbos? I mean, where do we get the idea that Makshirei tefillin are not Doka Shabbos? Okay, that's true. So it must be that we're Atia Brit. It says Brit by Shabbat, and it says Brit, Bisar Lachem, Brit Benyu Venechem, and by Shabbat it also says Brit, Brit Olam, Shamu B'nai Yisrael Ta Shabbat. So the Brit Olam of Shabbat and the Brit Benyu Venechem by Milah is Exereshama. So if that's true, Gadol Dechtibbe Brit Litre Shabbat. So if that's the case, how about a fully grown person, which is Milah Shalom Bismana? Nonetheless, it says Et Briti Hefer, Hefar, by Arel Zachar Shaloyamu Bisara Lato. So why don't we say Milah Shalom Bismana is Doka Shabbos according to this? Because it does say Brit there. Okay, let's try to find another marker then. Elahakya dorot dorot. Since we find l'dorot tam brit olam by Shabbat, and since we find l'dorot techem, kol zachar l'dorot techem, in bayit, and so on, by brit milah, so this tells us that brit milah is doka Shabbat. So then you say the same thing of tzitzit, making tzitzit should be doka Shabbat, because it says by tzitzit exactly the same lashon, akan fei b'dem l'dorot tam. So you have dorot by tzitzit too. Now, clearly, we've got a little bit of a problem here. I mean, we're fishing around for something that's supposed to be halachah. I mean, exactly. We're playing these little games. Well, then it should be this way, and it should be that way, and the way. And instead, is there such a gzereshava? Is there not such a gzereshava? The truth is, this is a very unusual case, because we often find that the Gemara knows a word that is a gzereshava, but it's not clear which particular subject. So is it this word as it appears in X? Is it this word as it appears in Y? And we fish around for which particular word. But over here, apparently we don't know the word. In other words, the Kabbalah is only that there is a Gzeirah Shava from Shabbat to Milah. So we're trying to figure out, so which word is it? And we know there happens to be just three words. Each one of them has a different problem because it's inconsistent. If we take Ot, it's inconsistent. If we take Brit, it's inconsistent. If we take Dorot, it's inconsistent. Well, why would we have to say it's only for Milah? Why wouldn't it be for Tzitzit? Why wouldn't it be for Tefillin? Why wouldn't it be for Milah Shalom Bizman? Therefore, it comes along now the Gemara to say, Hello, Omer Nachum Bar Yitzchak. The truth is, it's all three. That's the point. As we say, there's a Gzeirah Shava. From Shabbat, it's because there are three words, Ot, Brit, and Dorot, that appear in Shabbat and in Milah, and only the three together are this particular Gzeirah Shabbat. So done in Ot Brit Vidorot, Vidorot, Le Ot Brit Vidorot, Lafuke Hanach, as opposed to all the other cases, Milah Shalom Bizmana, or Tzitzit, or Tefillin, in all of those cases we have only one of the three.
So in this case, the Kabbalah was, there was a connection between these two subjects, but we didn't even know whether it was one or one.
Correct. Because as I said, it's a very unusual case. I don't know of another case like this. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, I have another limud. It's very simple. Omar krob bayom, there before, bayom ha-shmini imo b'sar alato. Bayom means afilu b'shabbat, whatever that day is. Omar b'shlach Rabbi Yochanan, I understand. If you're telling me wherever it says bayom, it means even on Shabbat. So if somebody is a mechusar kapara, by the mechusar kapara, you're supposed to bring, you have a zog, a zogah, Yoledes, Mitzurah, and all of these cases, it says, Ubayom HaShmini, same words. Ubayom HaShmini, whatever the case is, they bring the carbon that they have to bring. How is it that they don't bring that carbon even on Shabbos? How is it that they don't bring that carbon even on Shabbos? I'll leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. So you're going to tell me, says Rish Lakish, that Bayom HaShemini should mean that your Mechala Shabbos to bring the Kapora for a Mitzera or for a Zav or for your letters, Bayom HaShemini. Zachinami to go for Shabbos. No, says Rabbi Yochanan, of course, I know, I understand. But the reason that over there you're not go for Shabbos is because how else do I know that you can only bring the carbon during the daytime? My first response, says Rish Lakish, is by Mila also you have to know that, no? How do you know that Mila is only done in the daytime, not in the nighttime? Look, it says, be benchman at Yamin. Well, if that's the case, so then by all of the Karbonas, it says the general rule, Asher Tziva Hashem et Moshe Bahar Sinai, Beyom Tzavoto. We learn out from Beyom Tzavoto, if you recall, in Mesechet Zvachim, all of the Karbonas, that they're only brought Beyom. Ah, that's true. But you see, that's for all other Karbonas. Except these, because I've forgotten that to me, the young Sabotol, Itzrichu, we still need a special drasha. Why? Because Salkada Techa Mina, Oil the Chasrach Mona Ale, Latuye Bedalut. You see, since the Torah allowed Mechusre Kapora to get away with it, if they can't afford an expensive carbon, so it gives a carbon that can be used to replace the expensive carbon. So therefore, I would say, okay, the Torah is trying to make life easier for Mechusre Kapora. So maybe included in making life easier is to allow him to bring it Balayla also. We have a lot of crowds. Therefore, we need the Pasuk Bayom, even though it says Bayom Sabotot, to tell me Bayom Hashmini, that Bayom would mean Yom Velo Laila. Yeah, it's very strange how Amin asks the Mora, because if that's the case, you're going to say that, so then Me'amat Kiflo Ravina. So you're telling me that the Torah is Mekel, so maybe you don't need a Kohen? Maybe an Onen would be kosher. I mean, maybe we should be Doha all of these and say that a Zar is kosher, an Onen is kosher. I mean, you're telling me the rules don't apply. Rules don't apply, so no rules apply. You're telling me you have a plus to tell me that every single one of these then reapply to cases of Mechusa Kiburim where the Torah gave you an out to Bedalut or Bedalei Dalut? So Elamiyata, Ye Zar kosher Behem, Ye Onen kosher Behem. No, Enochinami, except for the fact of a Hadre Kra. Once the Torah puts it back into the klal, basically, how are we viewing this? We're viewing this as a dover sheyatza min haklal lidon b'davar hachadash. One of the midos haTorah is that where you have something that is not part of the klal, namely, here you have Mechusre Kippurim that is not part of the general klal of korbanot, where the korban is defined. So over here, the Torah was motzi min haklal to tell me it remains undefined, and you have a right to bring a cheaper korban if you can't. So you can't put it back into the klal of all the korbanos. But once the pasuk is machzir to the klal beferush, such as over here b'yom, so now I know it's back in the klal. Once it's back in the klal, all other rules apply to it. I don't need a separate drasha for each and every one of these things. So this is one of the midas shatir in the drashat bayim. But enochinami, what are you laughing at me for? Well, it's such an unusual habanina to think that all the rules are suspended. That's the way we look at it. In any event, so we now have the pasuk Tainas Rav Yochanan, the pasuk of Bayom, which we do not need to tell me Bayom Velo Balayla, because I know that from Shmonat Yamim. So therefore, I have the pasuk of Bayom Hashmini to tell me Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat. Rav Akiva Bar Yaakov Amar Kra Shmini. Forget about Bayom. Maybe we do need Bayom to tell me Bayom Velo Balayla. But the pasuk Shmini, it tells me that whenever the Shmini falls, even on Shabbos, really. Last I heard, Shmini comes to tell me the eighth day. Shmini, we buy them with a Shmini. I understand. I need Yom HaShmini to tell me the eighth day, don't I? No, I don't know. Why? It says Ben Shmonat Yamim. So Ben Shmonat Yamim is that you have to be Mal on the eighth day, not on the seventh day. Okay, but so maybe I would think that you have Mila on the eighth day, and then any further day. It's whatever day it is. So Kati Bala Chadamut HaShmini. And I still need to know that the Torah is being makbid dafka on the eighth day. So, but I mean, how do I know that it's not a din in eighth day up? I would say shmini ve'elav zmanehu ela machvarta ki Rabbi Yochanan. Truth is, makes more sense to say Rabbi Yochanan's drasha b'yom means b'yom afilu b'shabbat. And in fact, Tanya kavasid Rabbi Yochanan. We have a braita that seems to say exactly what Rabbi Yochanan said, that the drosh is from the word bayom, and not like Rav Akiva Bar Yaakov, who darshaned it from the word shemini. Because the Braita says like this, Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbat. When it says, let's just read the last one, Shmini Yimol B'Sar Latov, that means even on Shabbos. How about the fact that the Torah says there's a chiyuv mita for chilul Shabbat? That's b'shar malachot, chutz v'mila. That's other things, not mila. How do you know to look at it that way? Or ino ela afilu mila, maybe on the contrary. Maybe brit mila is asur on Shabbat. And when it says shmini yimo, it means but not on Shabbat. Chutz v'shabbat. We have two psukim, and the question is which one is now more formal than the other one? Talmud Lomar, Bayom Afilu B'Shabbat. Therefore, it comes out the Tana of the Braita to say that indeed we wouldn't know, except for the fact that it says, Bayom, exactly like Rabbi Yochanan said, and Bayom tells me Afilu B'Shabbat. But something's hidden, yeah? Something's hidden here. Oh, Eno, back and forth. I mean, when the Tana does that, he's not playing games. He's going through a process in his mind that he wants you to learn about. What exactly was this process? What did he think first? And say, that would be the way I would say it. But on the other hand, maybe we should say it this way, until he gets to the point of Bayom. It's got to be that process of limud. Asks Rava, Hai Tana, Meikara Maika Nechale, Ulobasov Maika Kashale. Why did the Tana take for granted in the beginning that indeed if it says that Bishmini Yimola would mean Afilu B'Shabbat? Then all of a sudden he turns around and says, you know, but on the other hand, maybe not. What was he thinking? He was thinking as follows. Shmini Yimol Afilu B'Shabbat Umani Mekayim Mechalalei Amot Yumot B'Shar Melachot Chutz Mimila. But certainly Mila would be Docha. Why does he assume that? My time. This is the part that's between the lines. My time. He thought to himself like this. Isn't it a Kal V'Chomer? If Tzara'at is Doche Et Ha'avodah, the Torah assured an individual to cut off Nega Tzara'at. So now this would mean a very interesting thing. A Kohen has got to do the Aveda. He has a small nega on his skin. All he needs to do is go to a skin doctor and have it removed. It takes 10 seconds to remove the nega. Let's begin. They'll remove the nega and then he'll be able to do the Aveda. Nonetheless, the Torah asked that is a Shomer b'nega tzarat. You're not allowed to cut off this tzarat in order to do Aveda. And we know that only Tumat Mate is Nidche B'Tzibur, that we learned on in Tzochen, and not Tumat Tzarat. That means that some other Torah is telling us that there's no way around the problem that's surrounding him. Bavata L'Mitzvah, the Korban Pesach, if all of the Kohanim have this problem, they can't, there's nothing to do. Can't bring it to Tumat, can't cut off your Baheret. So apparently it's very, very chomer. Now the thing is that this Avoda is more common than Shabbos, right? Because Avodah is Doeg as a Shabbos. So we know the Torah told us to bring Korbanos on Shabbos. Apparently, Avodah is more common than Shabbat. Now, the strangest thing is that this Shabbat, Mila is Docha. I mean, this Rabbit Sarat, Mila is Docha Ota. So if there is now on the Orla a Nega, we go right ahead and cut off the Orla. What about this Chomer Yisr of Yishamer v'Nega Tzarat? So apparently, Mila, the order of priority, Mila, more common than Tzara'at, Tzara'at, more common than Aveda, Aveda, more common than Shabbos, the Kav HaChomer, Ben Benosh of Kav HaChomer, literally. Right? And you're going from the top to the bottom. So certainly, the Mila is going to be Docha the Shabbos. Eina din shetei Mila Docha Ota. If Mila is Docha Tzara'at, Koshikit, it's Docha Shabbos. Shabbos is all the way on the bottom of the hierarchy of Chashivut over here. So that's a very good Havamina, but it's B'Yom HaShmini. Then obviously it means B'Yom HaShmini Afilu B'Shabbat. So then why did he change his mind? Umay O Eino Dekamar. Why then did he say, quote, or maybe not, unquote? Ah, Hoda Ramar, then the Tana set himself like this. Why am I making the assumption that actually Tzara'at is more Chamur than Avodah? Truth is, it could well be that Shabbat is actually more Chamur. And Shabbat has onshin ve'azorot harbe. And now you'll tell me, well, if that's the case, I mean, look, why then is it Deicha the Aveda, which in turn is Deicha Shabbos? Must be that Tzara'at is more common than Shabbos. No. Remaida mishum chumra de Tzara'ati. Who tells you that the reason that you cannot cut off the Nega Tzara'at is because the Nega Tzara'at in Isra is more chomer than the Avoda? Maybe that's not why. Maybe it's mishum gavra hu delo chazi. Maybe it's because the individual is not ra'ui to do avoda on that day anyway. You're telling me, here we go, it's time to bring our carbon pesach. Okay. Whoops, we have no kohanim. They all have a nega. Okay, let them cut off their nega. No, they'll cut off their nega. Now what? Now they go to the mikvah. No, so they still need Erev Shemesh. Erev Shemesh of a mitzvah is still a mitzvah. So anyway, won't be able to bring the carbon pesach. So what are you going to do? So basically, this individual anyway is nitche from the avodah of this situation. There's no way around it. So that's not because I can't be doche. It's because there's no point in being doche. But that's not tzarat. The isik tzarat is not the tumah. That's perse beferish. That it's not there. That we learned out from mace, from tumas mace, that there's a din of akrava. But sibur, from there we learned out that other tumas you are doche the avodah of the pesach. When we refer to tzaras over here, we're referring to the Yisra of cutting off the Tzarat, not the Tumah of the Tzarat. So therefore, it's not because the Yisra of the cutting off the Nega Tzarat is so chashev, it's because it won't do you any good. You told me anyway. So therefore, maybe we should look at it the other way. In which case, Mani Mekayem Shemini Yimo Chutz Mishabbat. So then the way to look at the Pasuk is that you cannot do Brit Milah on Shabbat. Tamud Lomar B'yom Afilu B'Shabbat, which is precisely what Yochanan had said was the Mokar of the Drosha. So here we have now a Tana that essentially says that. Now the question is, how about we had before Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak? Reb Nachum Bar Yitzchak said the Mokar of the Drosha is Ot Brit and Dorot. You'll notice that it says in the Gemara specifically, Tanya Kavatik Reb Yochanan V'Dolok Reb Acha Bar Yaakov. Why does it say V'Dolok Reb Acha Bar Yaakov? Why doesn't it say V'Dolok whatever the sheet is that we have? I mean, you could have just left out the piece. Tanya Kavatik Reb Yochanan. Says Tosfos because Reb Nachman Bar Yaakov is not, Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak is not arguing on Reb Yochanan. When Reb Nachman Bar Yitzchak learned out Ot Brit Dorot, he's more than with Derech B'Yom. The question by him was Ot Brit and Dorot was to be also Marba Machshira Mila. So he was giving over the reason why Machshira Mila would be Derech. So that we have two completely different approaches to the entire sugya. We have our original approach, that Bayom HaShmini Yimol is the reason that Rabbi Eliezer the Mila is telling me that Machshirim Derech Mila. In which case, how does he know that Mila is Derech Shabbos? How does he know Mila is Derech Shabbos? From the Halach, where we have a completely different approach. Actually, he learns out the din of Mila from the same place as Rabbi Yochanan does, from Bayom. How does he know Machshirim Derech Mila? From the way that Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak learns. Namely, from the Gzeres Shava of Od Brit and Dorot, which to him must be Makshirei Mila, since we already know the din of Mila Gufa being there. Therefore, in this text, that's the whole point of the Mishnah. The Lord doesn't want you to think that this was an alternative to Rabbi Yochanan. It was actually an alternative to the drasha we had proposed for Rabbi Eliezer yesterday.
Why not have the other way around? Is this the whole thing set up? What do they all agree with? Why not have the first one be the one that's the...
Okay, you mean in order of priority? Have Rabbi Yochanan, who didn't have the Kabbalah of the Dirah Shabbat.
And have that video that was learning on the
Mashiach. Because, sorry, I don't understand. The one that's given is the Bayom HaShemini. The rest require some other drasha. In other words, either Bayom HaShemini or the Halacha are the givens. So if you're not building on the Halacha, then you have Gzeres Shabbat to build the Makshir. If you're building on the Halacha, then you have to be Yom HaShemini to something about it. Tan Rabban, Mila docha et hatzarat, bein bizmana, bein shelo bizmana. It's interesting. Mila is not only docha tzarat on Yom HaShemini. At any point in the lifetime of a person who has to be mal himself, if he's 70 years old, and there's tzarat on the orla, there's Yisra v'shomer v'negat tzarat, is nitcha. And he cuts off the tzarat. Yom Tov in a dochel of his man bovad. And yet, the iser of Malach on Yom Tov, even Yom Tov, Mila is in fact of a shaloi bizman. I mean, honey, Mila, how do you know that? The Tana Rabbana. Yimol bisara lato is afal pishi yesham by heret yikots. The fiyav of Yimol bisara lato is telling us, now it's not clear how it's telling us this, but this is again one of those brightot where the limunim are kept between the lines. So Yimol bisara lato tells me, cut off that by heret. And when did the Torah tell me, don't you dare cut off a baharet? That's dafka bishar mikomot. That's only in other locations of the body. Chutz mi mila, but not on the orla. That you're going to have to cut off. Oh, eino afilu mila, how do I know that? Maybe I should think it the other way around. That maybe if someone has tzarat on the orla, We can't cut off the orla. Umani mekayim imo b'sar latov b'zman she'en b'aher. The only chiyuv of mila maybe is where there's no b'aher on the orla. So this is very similar to the mivneh of the braita we had before, where the Tana is going through some type of limud in his mind and is waiting for us to figure out what the sides were of that limud. It comes out in the end with his drasha. His drasha is Talmud Lomar basar. Therefore, that extra word basar arlato. I mean, what else are we talking about? The ruchnias of his arla. It was basar arlato. So the basar tells me whatever state that basar is in, with a baharat, without a baharat, av appreciation baharat. Omar Rava. So Rava wants to know what was the thought process of the Tana. Hai Tana mi koramai nechale. Why was he satisfied with his original way of looking at it? Ulubisov mai kashale. And why did he ask on himself, but then again, maybe I'm wrong. Oh, Eno. I'll tell you, like this. He said like this. Hai koramai. Yimo besar alato. Av appreciation baharat. For sure that's got to mean even if there's a Baharat there. And the Yishamar B'negat Sarat has got to be talking about Bishar Mikomo, it's got to be talking about other locations. Chutz Mimila. But it's got to be that Mila would be Dokat Sarat from our Kal V'chomer. My Taima, Sa'atami Kal V'chomer. If Shabbos is Chomer, nonetheless, Mila is Dokat Shabbos, that's a given as we already darshan. So shouldn't Mila be Dokat Sarat? Which certainly doesn't have a mechi of Misa and Saras and Shema Benegat. It's a regular lotasa. So what's the problem? For sure, Mila should be Deiches at Saras. Huh? So then, my Oenu de Karmar, why did he change his mind? Ah, you see, Hara Karmar, he said to himself, Umimai de Shabbat Chamira. Why do I take it so for granted that it's Shabbat that's Chamur? Dilmat Sarat Chamira. Maybe actually Sarat is more Chamur. Why would I say that? Because look, I mean, Sarat is Doche et Avodah. And Avodah in turn is Docha Shabbat. So apparently Tzarat is indeed very Chomor. So now how do I know that I should be Doicha Tzarat with Mila? Tamid Lomar Basar, Afa Pishi Yesham Bahera. Therefore I need my Drasha. Lishna Achrina, another way of saying this is, Mila Docha Tzarat my Taima. What was his Svarat to say that Mila should be Docha Tzarat? Very simple. You have an Esa and a Lot Esa. Yishamer b'nega atzarat, every lashon of Yishamer is a lashon lo ta'aseh. And the chiyav of Yimo b'sar lato is a chiyav of an aseh. We have a klal, aseh docha lo ta'aseh. So therefore, perhaps his original assumption was very simple. Since the Torah said Yimo b'sar lato, obviously it's not in a place, it's even in a place rather where there's an Isra lav, because of aseh docha lo ta'aseh. And then he said to himself, my oino de karma, why did he change his mind? Because Hada Karma, then he said to himself, but wait a minute. When would we say that an Aseh is Docha Lotaseh? That's only where you only have the Lotaseh. But if you also have an Aseh together with that Lotaseh, which is the case over here, because it says, Yishamer b'negatzarat la'asot kukol asher yoruch. So the la'asot is mechayev and asiyah as well. It means that you're being mechayev and Aseh in properly treating the Nega Hatzarat, in which case the Klal of Esed Docha Lo Taseh doesn't apply, because over here you have an Aseh V'lo Taseh. If that's the case, Mani Mekayemi Mo B'Sar Lato, then I have to change my mind and say that the Chiyav of Mila is Dafke B'Zman She'im B'Baheret. But if there's a Baheret, then it doesn't say Mo B'Sar Lato. Therefore, I need the Pasuk of Basar, Afa Pishe Yesham Baheret. Yeah, but that's very interesting because, you know, it doesn't say anything about basar on a child. It says, by a gadol, it says a lashon of basar, yes. But by a katan, where does it ever say a lashon basar? There it says, arel zachar asher lo yimo et basar arlato et priti eifa. Where does it say basar by a katan? So katan, says, well, wait a minute, what do you mean katan? Of course it says by a katan. Katan also says, Katan nami k'tiv be basar, that's be mo basar lato. We started with, but a benin. Where does it say, between the ages of 8 days old and the ages of 13, where does it say basar? Because the truth is we have a chiyuv that a father has to be mal if he wasn't mal b'yom hashmini. He has to be mal. But a benini, where he's between the ages where he's responsible for his own, and between the chiyav of Bayom HaShmini, where does it say basar over there? must be that indeed, I mean, how do we know that? And I'm a stomach for you. Because it says, Himolachem kol zachar. Himolachem kol zachar zachiv, which is on the father of God. And basically, to see to it that every zachar who's not old enough to take care of himself is Nemo. But doesn't say a word about Basar. So maybe, Enachinami, if a child is being Nemo on his eighth day, or someone is being Makai in the mitzvah of Nila on himself, he's already 13 years old. I understand that. Then he's Mechuyev because of Bissar Loto to take off the Nega. But how about if a father or a Bezdin is coming to be Mal, a child who's 10 years old? How do we know that it should be Deicha Sorat on the Orla? Amar Abaye, it's a good question. But Atim Bivinaya, you can learn it with a Matzah. He's like this. I can't learn it out directly from a Godel, because a Godel is a Chiyav Karet. So I say, okay, in order to be Nitzo from a Chiyav Chamur of Karet, it's worthwhile cutting off the Negat Zerat. I can't learn it out from a Kotan, because Kimila Bizmana is very Chomer. That was what the Brit was Nifrat. But Hatzada Shaveh Shavehen, look, but there's a common denominator. The common denominator is both of them are being Nemo, and in both cases we're Docha Zerat, in which case it's more reasonable to say that the Torah is Docha Zerat, rather than to say that each one has a particular reason, which is the overall concept of elegance in the Torah. We always look for the elegant solution, rather than for, well, it's because of this, or because of that. Those kind of ad hoc solutions are not solutions. So in which case we have a classic matzah. Since the Tzara Shavah Shebehen is, that Mila is Dokhet Tzarat, of course you need more than Dokhet Tzarat. That would be true even of someone between the ages of 8 days old and 13, that Mila in that case would also be Dokhet Tzarat on the Orla. Rav Amar, Mila Bizmana Docha Lo Tzricha Kra. Wait a second, says Rav. You've got an extra pasuk here, because I don't need the busser of Mila Bismana. Obviously, it's going to be Docha by from the good old Kal V'chomer. If Shabbos, which is so chomer, is it's Docha, so Tzaras, which is just a law, Lo Kol Shekein. Again, Omale Rav Safra L'Rova, Mimai the Shabbat Chamira, who's to tell you that Shabbos is more chomer? As we've already seen, we've gone around and around on this issue. Dilma Tzorat is Chamira, because after all, Tzorat is Deiches Aveda, Aveda is Deiches Shabbos. To which Rava exclaims, that's not because of the Chumra and the Tzoras, that's because Mishum de Gabo de Lochazia. That's because there's no way that that person could do the Aveda anyway. Well, what do you mean? Why not? You could Sparato, can he just cut off the Barak, the Aveda? No, because he's Mechusar Tefillah. So what good is it going to do him? Well, wait a minute. Not all Nigoyim are Tomei. Isn't that true? I mean, not all wizards are good. So there may be Nigoyim indeed. This is fascinating, this mashma. There are Nigoyim that are Deicha Aveda. So in other words, the Gemara takes for granted here that those Nigoyim that the Torah says are Tohar, nonetheless Ma'akev Aveda. Not because of Dinei Tumah, but because of Dinei Nega. So as a Kohen is possible with a mum, and he's also possible with a nega. But in that case, where you have a psul nega, and it's interesting because nobody knows the mokra of this. There's no limud where we learn out that negoyim is similar to mum. So there's a rishonim saying, it just must be a kabbalah here. That mum includes
it. Isn't it like a war?
No, nega. It has to be one of the marot that are similar to nega, but that have been tested and are not negoyim. Remember that negoyim are not in themselves tamei until such time as they go through the process of discovering whether they're tamei. Something that's non-malignant is not tamei. It's only where we see evidence of malignancy that it's tamei. It has to be tzarat mam eret. It has to be mam ir. If we check it out, so then it's not tzarat mam eret. Or we have cases where the Kohen looks at it and he says it's a boa. It's not a nega. We have very, very specific maris, okay? But if the Torah considered this to be a boa, or even if it's a nega gomor, let's say it was parach b'kulay, it's a regular nega. But the Torah is a machadish, the parach b'kulay is tohar. So now if a Kohen's entire body is affected by a nega, and therefore he's tohar, can he do the aveda? No, he can't do the aveda. So now the question is, why not? I mean, of course, it would be a little difficult removing all of his skin. But they do wonders nowadays. Hmm? So why can't he just remove the nega and be Tohar, and there he doesn't have a problem of the tuma of the tefillah that would remain with him as a mechusar herav shemesh over here, ma'itel ameima, which would be mechusar kippurim. Elohim Rav Ashi, I'll tell you, it's very, very simple. You're telling me an esses derech aloy seser, right? When do we say yes is bechalasis? That's dafka in a case, for instance, of mila b'tzarat. The act of mila removes the tzarat. They're two separate things. It's not that we're machshir the mila by taking away the tzarat. That is the act of mila. There's no two steps. Now over here, you're going to move the tzarat separately. Then the guy is going to come and do the avaya. Now, wait. That's not called esedor halozasa. Because the doing of the asaya has absolutely nothing to do with the halozasa. So, I mean, that's agav. There's a problem over here. There's a lion on top of this thing, so to speak. Aryeh Rabbi Alei, like the Gemara says. So therefore, I should be allowed to shoot the lion on Shabbos in order to get the Lech HaMishnah to them. Well, there's no connection between the two. That's essentially what you're doing over here. So it's dafka be'idad b'tz'akir la'av kamukayim asay. Only at the very act, the moment that you're mekayim the asay, that's the moment that you're okir the la'av. Whereas hocha, be'idad b'tz'akir la'av, if we're going to go cut off the tzarat, lo kamukayim asay, how be mekayim the asay in that case? Therefore, there's no havamina b'klav that we should be able to be doche for the avodah. That's the pshat that it's not. Gavra is not right. There's no possible excuse for us to cut it off. V'hadu rava v'rev safra tanoi. The truth is, we have two approaches here. Either that mila bizmana is a kal v'chaymer, in which case the posik is needed to tell me afilu shemli bizmana basar gikots, or we need it for mila bizmana. And mila shalom bizmana we learn with a matzah. These were the two approaches we just had. Truth is that there seems to be a machlokes tanoim that says precisely those two sheets. The Tanya, a machlokes between Rabbi Yoshi and Rabbi Yonatan, basar, again, our favorite pasuk, imo basar lato, afal pi sheyesham baheret imo, give me Rabbi Yoshi. So Rabbi Yoshi is saying, I need it to tell me that mila is deicha. Says Rabbi Yonatan, Eino Tzarif, why do I need the pasuk to tell me that mila is deicha tzarat? If Shabbat, which is chamura, nonetheless mila is docha, so tzarat, which is not as chamur, lo kosher, okay? That was exactly the limud between Rava and Rav Safra. Precisely. Do we use the pasuk to tell me only the case where you don't have the shalav izmano, or to use it to tell me the yikudin? Mitzuyan. See, I'm getting better. I'm under pressure to finish rapidly, and I'm getting better. We're down to about 45 minutes here, including Tkiya Shofar. Not including.